Our classroom pledge this week is Mrs. Davis's class. She's a kindergarten teacher at Chester Elementary. And there's a lot of big words in there, I'm telling you. All right, news time, Steve. What do you have for us? No pressure. It better be great, though.
No pressure? Well, now I'm stressed.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Boy, I think I lost one of my stories.
Also, while you're looking for it, let me tell you this, that we have another Christmas wish delivery day for you today. We'll have that coming up at 7:45. Brought to you by Titan Trucks. Get more done, have more fun.
I like the way you said, get more done.
Get more done. That's how you're supposed to say it.
Sounded very...
Titan truck, get more done, tough. Have more fun.
Yeah. I like it. News time. This I found interesting. Barry Biffle.
Who?
Barry Biffle.
What a great name.
Isn't it?
I like that.
B squared, as I like to call
it. Yeah, I'm sure.
We're buddies.
Right.
He is the CEO of Frontier Airlines.
Well, way to keep the news tradition.
What would that be, Jay?
Stumble ahead.
So he says that people who try and avoid baggage fees are shoplifters.
Oh, come on, man.
He says these people, that are stealing.
Stealing, huh?
Mm-hmm. He says... actually, I don't know if this is a quote, but...
Let's say it is. It'll be more impactful.
This might just be from the article of them comparing it to something.
Right.
If you ask people if they've ever shoplifted, some might say they stole candy when they were young, but you might have done it more recently if you've ever stretched the carry-on rules on a flight.
Yeah, that's not shoplifting. Yeah, he needs to look up the definition of shoplifting.
You think so?
And you know what? If you guys don't want the people to have the carry-on on, that's your you can determine that. That's your rule. So go ahead, try to stop them.
Mm-hmm. You know what was interesting when I was traveling back here a couple days ago? Some guy, he got past one of the first security checkpoints with a bag that two bags. Both clearly should have been checked.
Because they were huge?
Yeah, they were huge. And the people at the first people.
At the TSA? Yeah.
They go to him, hey, you're going to need to, you know, those are too big. And he just kept walking.
Doesn't care. Yeah.
He kept walking.
Right.
Then he got to...
You know why? Shoplifter.
Yeah, and that's probably it. Well, then he got to the actual, metal detectors.
Okay.
And someone goes to him, hey, you can't... You need
those are too big. Yeah.
You needed to check those. And he just kind of no, I'm good. No, that's not how this works.
Yeah. I've never seen TSA stop somebody for too big a bag. I feel like that's not their job. Their job is just to make sure nothing's in there. It's the airline's job at some point, whether it's at the gate or whatever, to say, no.
I guess. I don't know. This guy was having all sorts of trouble. He was trying to bring a bottle of wine with him, too.
Oh, my goodness. First day.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening.
He probably is shoplifting because he figures if he gets to the gate, they'll check it for free, so he's not going to go through the counter down below because, he's trying to shoplift. What a stealer.
I guess so.
This guy.
He looked just very confused.
When you fly and then you hear a story, you see a bad story. Heaven forbid that it'd be a really bad story, but even a story like the one where the lady snuck on the plane and then you realize you have to fly a couple days later, does that weird you out a little bit? You saw that story, I'm assuming, right? The lady who stowed away on the overseas flight?
No, but I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, walked through an exit, an employee lane or something to get into TSA, then went through TSA and then snuck on at the behind the gate agent somehow onto the plane. And I'm like, and then it went into the bathroom until she could figure out where there was going to be an empty seat. The whole thing was insane.
Boy, I'm glad I didn't talk to you before.
Hey, but enjoy your flight. Hey, safe flight.
Story number two.
Safe travels.
thanks for that.
Yeah, I just, it's always weird. You're about to fly and then you hear those, you're like, oh, great.
Mm-hmm. It always works out where you're about to do something and then there's a story about the worst possible thing that could happen in that particular situation.
That's right. Yeah, I hate that.
Well, luckily I missed out on that one.
Luckily you're not paying attention. Good work. Yeah.
Ever. Mm. Right. Well, now it's time to do the news, though, Jay.
Okay, yeah, but let's not dwell on that.
let's not. There might be someone else flying.
I know, we won't do it anymore.
Okay. Cyber Monday was apparently America's biggest online shopping day ever. Do you believe that?
I do. I think it's just becoming more and more popular. Plus, they always do it by dollar figure, and of course, things are more expensive. So that's always weird. It's kind of like when they say, it was the biggest grossing movie of all time, and you're like, well, yeah, because, you know, tickets are $15 or higher, depending on where you are. So of course, it's going to be the biggest grossing movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it also is obviously way more popular than it ever has been because it's easy.
Sure.
And I don't know how the porch pirates are supposed to survive if you don't keep buying stuff online.
Good point. You want to hear some wacky numbers?
I do.
Cyber Monday, officially the biggest online shopping day ever in the U.S., Americans collectively spent $13.3 billion on Monday.
Wow.
At one point Monday night, people were spending over $15 million every minute.
Jeez. That's insane. $15 million a minute.
Yeah. Didn't say for how many minutes, but...
Didn't take very many.
Yeah. 7%, up from 7% from last year.
I could see it.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it was for 1 2-hour stretch Monday night, people were spending more than $15 million every minute.
I don't think I bought anything, but I buy so many things online, I can't keep track what day I bought them, so I'm not sure if I did, though.
So maybe it happened on Monday?
I could have.
Fair.
I decided, though, I mean, we're not doing a lot of presents this year because we're going to do different, you know, like trips instead of presents. That's kind of been our decision.
Okay.
So, but I, you know, the whole stealing stuff off your porch, that might be the most frustrating, like, overall problem that people just get angry about, maybe in America. And then, so people are like, well, you know, get the camera, get the whatever version of the camera it is, Ring or whatever else it might be. You get the camera. I'm like, well, I get that, but now I can sort of see a blurry face of a person I've never seen before stealing my package. I'm not sure that's going to help in the long run. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, that sort of looks like a person with a blue hoodie on and a hat and a winter coat, driving a very nondescript grayish car that I can't see the license plate of, has made a huge difference in the packages being stolen or none at all.
I mean, Jay, why you got to be?
I think my point is, I think if we're gonna do anything that has any value, whatsoever,
okay,
I think I'm gonna do the, you know, send it to a pickup location as opposed to send it to my house. Because, you know, you can do it like they have them. They're all over the place. I know there's one. I think Walgreens is the closest one to me in the valley. But I know they're everywhere. And I just think I'm going to start using that.
Okay. Would you consider having things shipped here?
My wife said that. She said, why don't you just do it either to work? And I said, well, I'll tell you.
You're afraid someone's going to steal it?
Well, it's happened.
Really?
Before, where it's like the person who was supposed to deliver it.
Uh-huh.
It's difficult to get into this building. Correct?
I would say so, although, well, some people have...
Well, I mean, yeah, unfortunately, the wrong people have also snuck in, like that lady who stowed away. But it's difficult to figure out where the deliveries are. Some of the delivery people, they don't know how to get into the gate. It's not like they're regular delivery people who know how to get in.
Sure.
So we've had people just leave stuff at the side door or the back door and just go, okay, there it is, and it's worth, you know, a couple of $1,000... And it's just sitting there for like 24 hours, no notification, nothing. So I don't know that I'm shipping it here either.
I guess that, I mean, that's fair.
I mean, the last time there was something worth like $3,000 was left on the side door. We could see the cameras. We finally found an employee who we couldn't tell because it was just the top of their head. And then we finally found the person who brought it to their office and was like, oh yeah, I forgot I had that. I was going to bring it to somebody. I'm like, oh. You forgot you had it.
$3,000 must be nice. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You guys seen these ones that come with the little metal thing and you just clip it right onto your shirt?
That's what you get. That's what you get. A metal thing you clip to your shirt?
Yeah, it's like you just clip it right here.
Clip on tie?
Kevin James.
What? You've heard of it?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Another Christmas wish delivery letter for you coming up in about a half an hour. And then at 8 o'clock, your chance to qualify for the drawing for this Friday, which would be tomorrow. $1,000 worth of Christmas cash. All right, Steve.
Boy, yeah, tomorrow already Friday.
I know, it's weird. It's a weird week.
Yeah. All right. Hi, guys. My sister and her husband are hosting Christmas dinner at their house for the first time this year. Our parents, who are typically in charge of the holidays, are getting a little older, so we decided that it was time for a change, and my sister wants to make another change that I'm not too excited about. She wants everyone to dress up in fancy clothes. We've never done that before, and I don't think it's really necessary. We'll all be uncomfortable. She says that it'll be nice for photos and wants to make the meal just a little bit more special. Should I fight for sweats or just agree and wear a dress? That is from Samantha.
All right, so 509-441-0999, or you can comment on our Facebook page, Jay and Kevin Show. Quickly off the text line, a dress is uncomfortable? Question mark? I mean, I feel like everything's probably more uncomfortable than sweats, but...
That's fair.
I do understand what they're saying, that I'm not sure if it's necessarily uncomfortable. Because when I think of uncomfortable at a holiday dinner, I just think it's all about the waist.
Ooh, because, yeah.
Just the snugness on the, hey, I ate too much scenario. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that a dress necessarily would count for that. This one just says, suck it up, it's one night. And, you know, they're not wrong. The pictures do look nice when it's like that. I mean, because usually if you see that, a family gathering of some sort and everybody's kind of like, you know, dressed up even a little bit, they'll be like, oh, look, everybody looks so nice. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's sometimes one of the first comments. So is that cooler looking than sweats? Probably.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the dressing up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, people on Facebook, they're saying, you know, hey, there's a middle ground here. You don't have to go.
Like, I agree to that too. Yeah.
Overboard.
Yeah. It's not like I'm going to wear a tie. You know, I'm not putting on a sport coat and a tie. I might put on something that's a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah. So if I invite you over for dinner, Jay.
Yeah.
You're not wearing a tie?
I mean, is it a black tie affair? I mean, are we doing the full dress up? Like you were going to wear a tie?
I mean, I'll wear one if you wear one.
No, I mean, it's you're hosting the dinner right now. So I'm the guest in your house. It's kind of like your rules.
Oh, so do I need to send out an invitation?
If you're going to host one, you do need to send out an invitation. And if you want a dress code, then you need to address the dress code in your invitation.
Seems like a lot of work. You know what? Never mind. Forget I asked.
All that for takeout. I don't know.
Yeah, not worth it.
Yeah, never mind. Cancels out.
Yeah. No, but like nice pants and a sweater. That was a suggestion from Gail.
Sure, yeah. Something that's still comfortable.
Yeah. You don't have to go, you know, just, yeah, keep it casual. Someone suggested dressy sweats. I don't really know what that means.
Dressy sweats.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, dressy sweats are like joggers that, you know.
Okay.
Maybe you know how that is.
I feel
some
like
of
that,
those look pretty nice.
Yeah, I feel like that could still make a good picture, right?
Yeah, and then now we have people that are breaking the day into or the night into evenings. So it's like you dress nice for dinner, you take the picture, then after dinner you change into your sweats. That's not bad either. It's like an hour in dress clothes, get the picture. All right, everybody, that's it.
Well, Amanda has a suggestion as well, Jay. She says, get a new sister.
Okay.
She said, just kidding, just kidding. She says, I don't even own a dress, hate dressing up, but I would still make the effort, respect her request, wear something nice. You can always change after dinner pictures.
Like, yeah, see, I think that's that might be the key. That mm-hmm. might be the compromise. Yeah.
She also says, host your own bum Christmas next year. LOL.
I do like that. Hope you know what? Host your own matching pajama Christmas. And then, you know, the sister, ooh. Let's say there's two sisters. One does the fancy dress up Thanksgiving one year. The other one does the pajama thing on Christmas, and then you switch the next year. You know, maybe there's that compromise.
All right, well, here's a question then for you, Jay. Would you prefer do you think you would be more comfortable or less comfortable in fancy clothes or pajamas? Well, okay, that was a dumb question. What?
I'm glad you realized it right off the bat. I was like, wait, what?
Scratch
no,
that.
I'm way more comfortable in a tie and a sport coat than I would be in pajamas. That's why I sleep in a tie and a sport coat, because it's so much more comfy.
Jay, I didn't sleep much last night.
Do you want to try the question again?
No, because that was the question. I don't know why.
Would you rather have a nail driven into your forehead or have an ice cream cone? Oh, golly, I don't really know. It depends on the size of the nail.
Yeah, I don't think you're thinking about this fully, Jay.
Okay.
That's the problem here.
I feel like there's a pretty good compromise here, though, and then thanks to the listeners for kind of pointing it out. Not the nail on the forehead part. That I don't think there's a compromise. But,
yeah.
But yeah, the one Steve's talking about. Mm-hmm. At least some sort of non-grubby clothes for a picture.
Right.
I feel like it's maybe an hour.
And you could probably...
And then change and enjoy hanging out. And
right. As long as they're not like super holy or got, you know, stuff all over the clothes.
Or dirty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, even sweats could be nice.
I see. Because this is what I picture. You picture the dinner. And then you picture right after the dinner where everybody's just kind of like sitting around and half the people are on the floor because there's not enough chairs. And
yeah.
Depending on how many people you have, obviously. And that's the part where it's not comfortable. Where you're just kind of sitting around and, you know, either watching TV or playing games or maybe you're opening a gift or whatever it might be. So, yeah, I could see how there'd be a portion. But break it into into whatever it is. Dinner, clothes, yep. Hangout clothes.
Yeah. No, it's like a wedding when, you know, like the bride will
change
take
out
off her heels.
Absolutely.
Wear something else or
that's
whatever.
It.
Yeah.
That was a way better comparison than would you rather dress up or wear pajamas to be more comfortable.
Same.
Good job, Rick. Good recovery, Steve.
Well, the Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like, I think my sister did it to our family. She had somebody come over and put flamingos in the yard.
Randomly decorating your house? Why not do it for Christmas? That would be helpful.
Kevin James.
You want somebody to just come over and put the lights up and put a Christmas tree out.
Yeah, prank's on you.
Prank's on you. There's a wreath on your door and a tree on your front step.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, we've got for you a $1,000 qualification coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll also do our next Christmas wish delivery here in about 15 minutes. Also, if you happen to miss part of the show, you can always download the podcast and listen that way. If you're not 100% sure how to do it, I'll give you what I think is probably the easiest way. If you go to our Facebook page, Jay and Kevin Show, you're going to see a link there. And then those links are make it easy for you to download it. So if you've never listened to the podcast or thought, oh, that's weird, I guess I could maybe, you know, listen to it while I'm on the plane, you know, flying home for the holidays. Whatever the case might be, if you miss part of the show, you can always listen that way. So anyway, you can see those links to all the ways to listen to your podcast on our Facebook page, Jay and Kevin Show. All right, entertainment news, Steve, brought to you by AAMCO, AAMCO. What do you have?
Ooh, this is interesting, Jay. Dolly Parton doesn't know if she's still considered a country artist.
Huh? Wow.
She recently wondered if her fans still see her as a country star. I do so
because
many...
Because she released a rock album?
That's part of it. She said a chance to do things like a rock album, movies, and although she's a country girl, she says, because of those, not sure.
She should be sure.
Billboard ranked her the number one country artist of all time.
Right, yeah.
She didn't know there was such a category.
There wasn't until they just did it, yeah.
And that she was going to be voted for it. But ultimately, she's very proud and honored more than anything of that. But
yeah, she's still a country artist. I don't think anybody thinks of her as anything else. Maybe an entrepreneur, but I don't think she would ever not be considered that.
Mm-hmm. Entrepreneur, I think that's a good word.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously between the Dollywood and the books and the all the things that she does, the albums and the cake mixes, and, I mean, that's what she does.
Mm-hmm. Who was...
Rachel.
Rachel Parton George.
Was that it?
Parton George?
Sure. I think it was Rachel, was it not? Her sister that we saw in Nashville that came up and gave us the cookbook that I then gave to somebody else.
Very nice of you.
Yeah.
It's a good, great Christmas gift.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. They looked like amazing recipes. Did they not?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they looked like... The book itself is insane. I mean, it's a hardback book. I think it's like $25 if you buy it. But, Yeah, Rachel Barton George. Mm-hmm. And man, she looked like Dolly. It was weird interviewing her because she sounded like Dolly.
Yes.
She looked a lot like Dolly.
Yeah.
And it was just the whole time I was like, this is, it's sort of bizarre.
I mean, that's family for you.
Because I have never, thanks, Steve.
I don't know. What do you want anyone to
tell
you?
Was good. And I've never interviewed Dolly Parton before. I just feel like that she's so iconic that it might be a little bit unusual to, I always think this when I interview very iconic people, and it hasn't been a ton of them, obviously. But you feel like, don't be the person who they, you know, forevermore, Dolly remembers, I remember this one time, he was nice enough, but that Steve Heskey asked me the dumbest question I've ever been asked, and I don't really want to be that person forever.
Oh, so you don't want to be like the first pitch at a baseball game that goes completely
that somebody throws into the stands. Right. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to go down in infamy based on a dumb question that I've asked somebody who's really been around for a while.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Annie Bosco will never forget me. She was the one that
Oh, because you said, what was it again you said? Well,
I don't think we actually played that interview for a good reason.
Was that the one where because Steve was saying, would it be creepy if I asked someone, because we were like, Steve, don't embarrass yourself or anybody else. You've never been to Nashville before. You're probably meeting these people for the first time. Don't be asking any weird or creepy questions. And he said, I think it was you said, or somebody did. You mean like, can I cut your hair? With really big wide eyes that look creepy. I'm like, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, then you encouraged me to ask her.
And then later on, I came back and I was like, you know what, though? It would be funny if you ask the right person with creepy eyes, can I cut your hair? I mean, it would have to be the perfect artist. Mm-hmm. And you decided that, I think I may have encouraged that. Like, well, Annie Bosco is very funny. She's, you know, kind of a newcomer, but she's has a great sense of humor. We've met her a few times.
Right. And she started it, Jay.
She too. Did start it.
Because she came in hot and doing some weird things with her eyes.
She was. She was doing that.
And
you took that opportunity.
And then I saw, a chance to make a conversation. And she did not appreciate it.
Yep. And that was a swing and a miss. Yeah. And you know what? You tried.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well,
now you're remembered forever.
Well, maybe, possibly. Then we had a nice conversation about Bosco sticks, which she was not aware of. And probably most people don't know about Bosco sticks.
I still don't know what it is.
They're like breaded cheese. Like cheese. Like a mozzarella.
Like a cheese stick? Okay.
Kind of like a mozzarella stick, but they're big. You dip them in marinara sauce. We had them in middle school all the time.
As a school lunch?
As part of it, yeah.
Oh.
They were delicious. I don't know if they were just the one company that supplied our
Bosco's
lunches.
Pizza cheese breadstick, 7-inch, 24 per case, $47?
I don't know if you're looking at the right thing here.
No, I am. They're spendy. So Bosco is the name of the company?
Oh, maybe it is, yeah.
Hmm.
They must have gotten some sort of deal, or it was the knockoff.
Well, obviously the school's not paying $47 for 24 of them. No.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
That seems crazy. The end of the year lists are here. Spotify's most streamed artist was Taylor Swift. Zach Bryan was third, and Morgan Wallen was fourth on the country side of things. If you look for the most streamed artist, let's see. By song, most streamed song. Shaboozy's A Bar Song was number 3. Morgan and Post with I Had Some Help was number 4. It's the most streamed songs of the year. Most streamed albums, Morgan Wallen's One Thing at a Time was 2nd. And what else did I have for you on the lists? Oh, yeah. The most, Taste of Country has the 3 country Christmas songs of all time.
Okay.
Now, this is according to their publication.
Okay.
The 3 top is all they say. Now, they don't do it by, the numbers of plays they've had or any of that. There's no science to it, just what they chose. I'd be curious. I don't know that these would be even close to the top. I don't know. Dolly, there's your answer if she thinks she's not a country star. Dolly Parton, Hard Candy Christmas.
Okay.
Let It Be Christmas by Alan Jackson.
Okay.
And Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Brett Eldredge.
Okay. I was going to say Brett Eldredge.
He's Mr. Christmas in there.
Yeah.
So you feel like he kind of has to be at some point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'd like to see that whole list because I want to see some of the other songs on that list. But It's always hard to pick the top three. But if you did just by plays, if you could figure out by plays, and I don't know if you'd be able to do that anymore, but I don't know, Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton, is that still being played a lot?
I tell you, the previous radio station I was at, we played Christmas music nonstop.
Right.
For like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Yes.
That was one of the songs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Juliet fakes death to avoid her arranged marriage to Paris and free herself to leave with Romeo.
Kevin James.
Oh, God, she is a good girlfriend. How is she not over the chick from 50 Shades?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Excited to participate in Christmas Wish this year. We've been taking nominations, and you can still nominate people who may be having a few struggles right now. You can nominate at thebig999coyotecountry.com, and thanks to all of our sponsors who have been more than gracious in helping us with donations, and the individuals who have as well. Today's delivery day, by the way, is brought to you by Titan Truck. Get more done, have more fun. We had a chance to talk yesterday to Petra, who was one of the people who nominated somebody in her life who needs a little help on this holiday season. Petra, it's Jay and Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, thanks for writing a letter for us.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. I'm happy to have been chosen.
Tell me a little bit about what happened with Joey and Stormy.
On Black Friday, about 5 o'clock, the family decided to run to the grocery store, and Stormy, the husband, he decided to stay home, which it's probably good that he did. And he just said that he kind of started smelling smoke and stuff, but didn't think anything of it. And then it got worse, and he went upstairs, and basically his daughter's entire closet was engulfed in flames, and it was moving really quickly. Their house was built in the 1800s, so you can imagine the wood. And he tried to put it out himself, and there was kind of a little explosion that kind of got him. And so he grabbed the dogs and ran outside, called 911, and obviously the fire department came, but the fire moved really quickly through the upstairs and basically just destroyed the upstairs and everything in it. You can see down into the living room through the upstairs. Everything's damaged downstairs as well now through water damage, smoke damage, fire that got downstairs. And it kind of looks like the house is going to be a total loss.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and they have two kids that they adopted when the kids were young. And this is the only house that the kids have ever known, so it's really kind of a shock to the kids' system as well. They've really lost a lot. And then, unfortunately, today they found out that their homeowner's insurance was a hazard policy, which only covers the structure. It doesn't cover any of the belongings, so they're really really without.
Oh, Peter, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, are you okay if we call them?
I think that they would love that.
Okay, hold on for 1 second, okay? Joey or Stormy, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
This is Jay and Kevin from Coyote Country. We do this Christmas Wish, and you were nominated by Petra, who told us a little bit about your story. I mean, just tragic, gut-wrenching. It's one of those things where I can't even imagine losing your home to fire and all the belongings inside and the emotional ties that go with it and the fact that the two kids, it's been their pretty much their entire lives at that house. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
How are the kids adjusting to this?
They're being troopers. They're really trying to keep their spirits up and telling us things like, you know, don't worry about Christmas. Everything's fine. We're in this as a family.
When they go to bed and mom and dad have to talk about it, how does that go?
There's a lot of tears.
Yeah. Your story definitely touched all of us here at the station. We would have been talking about it since we got it here. And I know that there was been a job change and you lost some of your new work stuff in there and that the kids are basically down to the clothes on their back. And I can't even imagine what you must be going through.
Yeah, we have a good circle of friends. We've had my friend Petra. She, you know, replaced some of my daughter's makeup and things like that. So we've got a really good circle that's really been kind of rallying around us, and can't say enough about the people that have come together to be supportive of us.
Maybe you should thank Petra right now. I've got her on the phone.
Petra.
Hi.
Yeah, she's definitely been... It was the first smile that I saw on my daughter's face since this all happened, when she sat down to play with a little case of makeup that Peter got for her. And it was definitely a moment to be able to watch her smile. So I really, really appreciate everything.
Well, we would like to do what we can do to help. I mean, I've known people in the past who've lost homes due to fire, and the loss of the stuff is stuff, but the loss of the memories is pretty hard to replace.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I think we try not to focus on with the kids, but it's the only house that they've ever known, but it was the first house my husband and I bought together, and kind of, you know, it's been the hub of the life that we built together. So yeah, that's been a little hard.
I'm going to be a little bit of a silver lining. I'm going to be really glad, first of all, that everybody's okay and everybody got out. I'm going to start with that. And then we're going to see if we can't help with the stuff. Okay. We can't, sometimes we can't help with the emotional part, but we can help with stuff. So if it's okay with you, and thanks to Petra for nominating you, I'm going to give you guys $200 to Yolk's Fresh Markets, $200 to Walmart, and $200 to Amazon to help fill in some of those gaps.
That would be amazing.
If you
I'm
don't,
trying not to cry.
It's okay, so am I. If you don't mind, we'd like to throw in $300 to TJ Maxx and a $500 Visa gift card.
Wow. Kids got Christmas.
Well, it's important that the kids get Christmas.
That is awesome.
You guys are certainly in our thoughts. There's no question about it. I'm so sorry what you guys are going through.
I appreciate that.
You know, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you so much.
And I know everybody who's listening has definitely got you in their thoughts and prayers. So I hope you guys have the best possible holiday you can.
Thank you so much. So appreciated.
Petra, thank you for nominating.
Yep, you're welcome. I love you, Joey.
Love you too.